Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Wait, is that Kenny Loggins?
That is 80s. Early 80s. Wow.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome
to the TagCast Podcast.
Number 19, I do believe. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I am Gatch, your co-host, and this is
Terry Guile, the white pump day podcast host.
Yeah.
And this song is called 19. He just said it.
Yeah.
Phil Lynott.
He's got a little bit of a
ZZ Top.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Wow.
This sounds like a Eliminator stuff.
Back at rough, I'm rough.
Huh. I heard these guys are back in town.
His buddies are.
Oh, his buddies
boys.
Are.
His boys are back in town. Phil Lynott's down or up wherever you go.
She don't want to go. Forget her.
No. And I don't know what happened. Thin Lizzy, awesome. This, not so awesome. I don't know.
It does sound
any
very
of the TagCast listeners out
the same
there?
Producer as the guy that did Eliminator?
It sounds like the same drum machine, but it wasn't a drum machine on Eliminator. It also sounds like the producer of Kenny Loggins and any other 80s, yeah. Maybe Richard Marx. I don't know. This is from an album called Volume 3, Solo and Sessions, The Man and His Music, Philip. It just says Philip, not Lynott. But he's a tough guy in this song.
You want a rough? I'm rough.
Who would you go see from the 80s? Like, not like A-list band, but a B-list band.
Say, in the realm of Faster Pussycat?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's say, who of the 80s would you like to see come around?
Well, I wouldn't go see Faster Pussycat, because I would have if I already did.
Uh-huh.
Or if I
if you wanted to.
Yeah, because they just
but they've
can't.
Had Rat down there. They've had Quiet Riot. They've had Lillian Axe.
What's that?
It's a band, isn't
it? I don't know that. Oh. I know the band. I remember the band Axe.
And they had
Rock and Roll Party in the Street.
They had another band down there, too. But yeah, which one?
You talking that kind of band or just
that
any
kind of ilk? So yeah, but on you know to where you know
a band
probably
that's shrunk down maybe to the mm-hmm. the bar circuits or the fairs.
Yeah. Y&T, would you go and see those guys?
I don't think so because I never really got into those
Cinderella?
Guys.
Or are they above? No. Are they a B plus?
See now, I kind of wish that Motley Crue was in there with those guys because they deserve
sure.
to be. But now, for some reason, they're right up there with everybody else.
There's a lot of bands like that.
I don't know. I would if Motley Crue was in that ilk far as not their band. But if they were in the bar scenes, I'd go see Motley Crue for sure.
It was a $10 to $20 ticket.
Yeah, if it wasn't $100. Mm. Because I wanted to see Crue back in the day and never got to because...
I never did either. I did see Vince Neil band. I don't know. That's probably...
That's like seeing David Lee Roth and saying, I kind of saw Van Halen. But, but yeah, I really can't decide. What about you? Who would you like... pay $10 or $20 to go see.
I was trying, but Cinderella seems like they're like a little bit above that.
Yeah,
like they're the top notch of that crew.
Night Ranger, Ranger.
No.
Just kidding.
I don't know. I just don't know. It's a hard draw for me.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah, I'd go see. Demand a bigger ticket too.
Yeah, if it was like in the thrash realm. I don't know if that's it, if that's in, even included, because a lot of those didn't get that big.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I would like to see some of the old thrash bands.
Are they still touring, though? I mean...
Some of them probably are, but most of them probably aren't. I don't know.
Like, I know
they probably play
East
shows wherever they're
touring.
From. Like, if they're living in L.A. or California, San Francisco, they do shows like bands like Heathen and Exodus.
Winger still isn't touring.
I hope
because
not.
That would probably... It'd actually probably be a pretty big draw, actually, just because... Everybody makes jokes about him.
Yeah, and he does a mean pirouette, which we learned early on in season one.
Pirouette.
Hey, did you do anything fun over the weekend? I had a totally boring, did nothing weekend. Had no shows, had no...
Well, we went over and recorded, but that was about it.
Oh, yeah, that was in the daytime. I was thinking nighttime. Yeah. By the way, glad you mentioned that, because I just wrote down on my list here weekend stories, and then it was a blank because I didn't do anything at night. But that was good times down there at Vermin Studios. I really enjoyed the out. I was curious because I'd went down there before the week before and hadn't even heard anything because nothing had been recorded. Mm-hmm. It was pretty awesome. I liked
There's
different
some good tracks. We ended up, I think, kind of dumping one.
Yeah, one of them was kind of a copy of the other one, and it was off pretty bad.
Yeah. Without that, there's six tracks and five
or six. You might be able to
do something
with that other one.
I'm even happy with that.
Like, even if there's a snippet in the middle somewhere where it was grooving pretty good, you could maybe use it as a bonus track after some silence at the
or
end of the
CD. Or maybe just cut it and maybe get a bed for something.
Are you sleepy?
Yeah, I am sleepy.
Oh, okay. Sleepy Indian.
But yeah, there was some good stuff, and Toby came in, and he laid down some
I liked what Toby added.
On kit. Yeah, it's hard to tell because it's not mixed yet, and you're hearing, you know, everything, like,
what I thought was
full
cool,
on, but
he was playing a full kit, but he had the snare turned off, so you hear the cymbals, and you hear some hi-hat percussiveness that he does, some little... It doesn't really sound like a full kit because you got all those, and it just sounds like a...
And he wasn't like going nuts on the cymbals you know, he was...
And he was
great,
adding in the double bass and a few blast beats and thrash beats that really got buried in it, which unless you're listening for it, it just kind of sounds like some weird phenomenon went on for like 20 seconds or something like, what just happened? And then it just kind of just comes back around. So yeah, I'll be excited to hear...
We leave that for the... the Dr. Pepper bottle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And when I was listening back to the tracks with you guys, I was kind of hearing rainforest sounds, jungle in my head. Jungle sounds.
There's some like foresty chase.
Which kind of like when we're on Stitcher, our thing from saying that we're on Stitcher, that was kind of rainforest.
Stitcher.
Dude, we're on acid. I'd forgot about that one. Did you didn't add that in the middle of Monday's episode. That just happened, right? Did you listen to Monday's episode?
Yeah, I put it in the middle.
Did you?
Yeah.
For a second, it was blended so well that I thought all of a sudden we just had a bad trip or a good trip.
I can't remember what happened there. I don't remember what we were talking about.
You had to get something or grab something.
Oh, that's what it was. I went and got those chips.
Oh, the BLT chips.
Yeah, and it wasn't bad like audio or anything.
No, it was just
I would have kept it, but it just seemed like a good spot, and I was going to throw it in at the end anyway.
So, yeah, if you're checking out Stitcher, I don't know what that is yet. But we're on it.
It's kind of like a TuneIn thing where it's a mobile app,
right? Okay, yeah, I think so. So check us out. TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, the interwebs.
On acid.
At tagcastpodcast.com. Check out our live links there for the sponsors like Complete Ag Resolutions and I don't know, Brownsville Car Wash, part-time sponsor.
Mm-hmm. What would you, how much money would you have to be to comfortably give your employer $3.5 million back in salary
for a year?
No, you just give it back.
But are you talking like...
You just forfeit it.
But how long has this person worked for you? And is it, I mean...
Well, this is the story. A Japanese baseball player came over from Japan. Huge MVP, huge player over there. Much like Ichiro was, right?
Uh-huh.
Comes over, he busts. He plays like 3 or 4 years. Isn't any good at all. Never develops. In fact, was only playing minor leagues now. They had given him like, I think, 12 plus million over his contract. And this week he asked to be released because he wasn't pulling his weight. And told them that they could keep the money that they owed him in the future, which is like $3.5 million.
Well, how much longer was he supposed to play ball?
I think it was the rest of this year and next year, probably.
Well, I guess if it's the comparable amount, like what do you call it, prorated?
Uh huh. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like if it's like,
well, it was basically next year's salary.
I guess that's a commendable, honorable thing to do, which is normal upon the Japanese among the Japanese people. Maybe he didn't want to be looked down upon by his peers from Japan. Maybe. But
well,
it's crazy,
back.
You know. It's a contract. What if he didn't fulfill his contract? They could have kept all the money, right? Breach of contract.
Yeah, if he would have quit, but he asked to be released, though. And
see, that's
why he wasn't an all-star player or even on the team anymore. He was playing on their minor league team.
So do they pay them in advance in like a lump sum, or do they pay you like a few million a year? Or?
Well, I think bonuses. They pay you like the signing bonus.
Well, I was just wondering if he had to give it back or if they just had to keep it.
No, the signing bonus, I think you get up front, and then everything else is like a yearly salary. I don't know if they pay it by year or spread it over months. I imagine that's probably written within your contract.
Right. Seems like it would be.
Yeah. Or it might be a per-game thing.
So how many million...
Because they can get suspended without pay and stuff, so maybe they get it's a per-game.
How many million did he get to keep? How many
It's like $12 million that he had made up to this point, including this year. And the year's almost over anyway.
I'd probably give back.
And he plans to go to Japan to play anyway, so it's not like his career is over.
Right. I'd probably do the same thing.
And it'd be tough, though, you know? But he would have had to play out the year, though, too. So I guess, you know, give back the year and, you know, be able to go back over there and probably make at least half that
in
Japan.
Just playing in the majors or the minors?
In Japan?
Because he's probably bigger over there.
Yeah, he was like an MVP player over in Japan. And then over here, he came over
Why didn't he? Does anybody have any suspected reasons why he didn't do well over here when he did so well over there?
I don't know. Maybe just didn't acclimate well, or maybe he didn't enjoy the team atmosphere.
Is there different rules to baseball in Japan than there is in America?
I don't think so, really.
I mean, maybe
a couple minor differences, but they pretty much follow the game. To be exact, I think many of their dreams are to come and play in the majors, not to play for Japan
League. Well, that's weird. I don't know how you snuck that sports story in right under the belt.
It's
like, I didn't even know what you were talking about. Then all of a sudden we're deep into a sports story. I'd rather be talking about like a crazy kill yourself and your landlady stories.
Oh, really?
Did you hear about that guy from Sons of Anarchy?
Is this in Florida?
No. This was actually,
yeah,
I think in California.
Yeah, I did hear about that. I thought, because somebody started to tell me somebody in Sons of Anarchy got killed, and I said, I don't want any fucking spoilers.
No, and it was weird because it was just like 2 days before or after one of their main characters, Opie, got killed, which it was already spoiled for me on Facebook, and I don't even watch it anymore. So I lost them. But anyway, Johnny, or whatever his name, Half Sack, was the character that this guy played in seasons one and season two.
Dude, I got the chills because I didn't even have any idea that it was Opie.
Damn it, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Hope he's dead.
I mean, what are you going to do?
He's
dead. You're not going to be able to shield it.
That's like when...
I thought it was Clay, though.
Yeah. That's like back in the Sopranos days when Christopher got killed and somebody told Pat Wambacher at his work, and he was just like, you motherfucker! I can't believe you just told me that. I fucking DVR'd it to watch it later.
I can't believe you told me that. I haven't ever watched any of the Sopranos.
Oh, Christopher gets killed in the season.
Damn it!
I think it might be season 5.
I don't know who that character is, but I'm pissed.
Yeah, you should watch it, and then you'll always be waiting. When's he gonna get killed?
I actually tried watching The Sopranos, but I couldn't make it through the first couple episodes of his, like, sappy, I need to find therapist episodes.
Well, yeah.
You know,
I
know once you get past that, you know, it's all about character development or anything, but it just didn't grab me right away.
Huh. So anyway, this guy, his name's Johnny Lewis. He played in the first two seasons. He got killed off on the season finale of season two. Mm-hmm. He was also on the OC before that,
yep,
which is a shitty movie.
And he dated Katy Perry.
Yeah. Well, it comes to find out, I don't know if you know the details or if any of the listeners probably know, but he killed his 81-year-old landlord.
Uh-huh.
He dismembered her cat. He ransacked her house. He tried to attack some neighbors when they, and then he heard police sirens coming and either fell or jumped off of her roof, killing himself in the driveway.
That's fucking nuts.
It is fucking nuts. And what's weird is the main guy, the creator of Sons of Anarchy, said that he wished that the news would have came as a surprise to him, but it didn't because of his erratic behavior over the last 6 months. They thought he had mental problems. Another one of those stories where the officials say at the end, it is unclear whether or not he was on drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and guess that he was.
You know what I would like to do is I would like to get a picture of that dismembered cat and put a Santa hat on it.
For your book?
Yeah. Dismembered cats and Santa hats.
I'm taking pictures of it right now. Oh, look at that pose.
Oh, man.
Put your tail up a little bit. Oh, that looks great. That looks great.
Oh, man. Don't show that.
Oh, lay back. Oh. Yep. Okay, now wink at the camera. Oh, that's great. You're doing wonderful. Dustin, turn up the fan a little bit. Hope you guys can't hear that fan because it is on, but
I think
it's on low and it's hot. So if you guys don't like it gives you a little bit, like if we have a lull.
I'm going to go and turn it off.
You'll have a little buzz. Here, you go turn that off, and I'm going to...
I'm going to turn it off.
Do you mind if I put a hole in your table?
I'll go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and drill a hole out, and then I'm going to put my mic stand in there. That way, that works better. I'll have to clean up that sawdust later, but appreciate it. All right, now
What size bit did you use on that?
One big bit. It's a big bit.
One big bit?
It was a 3/4-inch bit.
What is it when you put a bunch of bits together?
Bits.
Bitch?
No, I said bits. Kibbles and bits.
Oh, bits.
Bits.
Kibbles and bits.
What do you do when you call it when you put a bunch of bits together?
I don't know. There's a comedy term, isn't there?
Oh, you take several bits and you turn it into an act?
Maybe.
I don't know.
A set. But I thought it was, a section, a segment.
Segway. Hey, I heard that Rock Out Radio picked up the Zappa Tag Cast.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
And they're going to be putting it on Fridays as well?
Yeah. Yeah, they will be putting it on there free for all Fridays, the Zappa Tag Cast. Boom.
Boom.
In the ears of listeners everywhere.
Well, that's great. Thank you to Rock Out Radio out there in Scranton, Pennsylvania. We got a story from
Scranton.
They
love Scranton. Our show. We sent them last weekend. Last week, they got to listen to the Dactyl. Natural Dactyls episode, which is a great one.
So, in Scranton, Pennsylvania, yesterday, police alleged that a marijuana dealer was trying to destroy a plant by eating it while the officers searched his home.
Is that illegal?
Apparently. I wonder how much of it he got chowed down, because it's hard enough eating dried bud.
Yeah.
Let alone just eating, like, a fresh-grown plant. Like... I don't know how many of you Rock Out Radio listeners are around the South Abington Township, but that's where it happened. Jeremiah Carmody, he's 33 years old. He attempted to eat his marijuana plant to prevent it from being logged as evidence by officers. And they seized the plant along with 4 pounds of marijuana, $2,600 in cash, 4 digital scales, and drug paraphernalia found in his home. He was charged with manufacturing, delivery, and possession with the intent to deliver.
Why are scales drug paraphernalia?
He could have been using them for postal services, right?
Yeah.
I probably had some
resin
weed crystals or something on there. Well, got four scales.
This guy sounds like Amish.
It almost...
He's from a township. His name is what?
Carmody.
Oh, I thought his name was Jebediah.
Jeremiah Carmody.
Yeah, see, dude, that guy's Amish. Why are they picking on the Amish weed smokers?
Well, he had a bunch of money and 4 pounds of weed, and so, like, they were going to take the plant into as evidence. And it sounds to me from the story that they must have been right there. And like, he's like, I'm going to eat this so you can't take it into evidence. Like a little kid. What cookie?
How do the Amish going to smoke weed? Rubbing two sticks together on a, like a...
Maybe they could smoke it through an apple. And a wooden
match.
Yeah,
but they still need... Yeah, they'd still have to...
They light fires.
Their own light.
What are they, like
ranch.
Cavemen? They just have to keep a part of the fire alive?
Well, they just went to bed at night.
It's like a spark two stones
together.
No, they
got those Amish-made fireplaces.
That's how they light their weed. Does that got real flames in it, or are they fake?
I don't know.
Real
flames.
Hey, I don't think you got the same number anymore, because I tried texting him and calling him, and he didn't respond.
I got a text a while back that said, this is Flames' new number.
Did you text that to me? No, I got
no,
it from Dave Jones.
I don't have it anymore.
Oh, because you lost all your texts back to February. We talked about that on a previous episode as well.
Dude, did you hear about that cat?
I saw a post about a 42-pounder.
It was a 41 or a 42-pound cat got dropped off at a shelter.
Was that in Texas?
Must be. I'm not sure where it is.
So they're looking for an adopter, someone to adopt it?
It shouldn't be that hard to get someone to adopt that
cat. Do you imagine how much fucking cat food that thing would eat? And how much shit you'd have to clean up?
That's like an 8-year-old, right? An 8-year-old what probably weighs about 40-some pounds, like a skinny 8-year-old.
Yeah. My cat is pretty fat, and she's only like 13 pounds. But
So
you can check her out at Cats and Santa Hats. She's a main model.
Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine three of those?
That'd be 39 pounds. Yeah, wow. Three Kates, but one head.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's weird.
Dude, that cat looks
funky.
That's
hard to imagine. It'd just be like Garfield. Like, is it an orange, like Garfield-y cat? Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Maybe those cats are more prone to be obese, like gingers in real life. You see
there
a lot
is something
of fat
weird,
on
like,
the head.
There is no orange cat that is a female.
What?
Yeah. It's not possible to have an orange female cat, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know where you get your information from, but that sounds a little dinky to me.
No, it's something like that. I'm not sure if that's... But there might be, like, no male calico cats. Or, I don't know. There's something funny like that. It's funny like... No.
Funny
think,
like,
do you know of an orange cat that was a girl?
I had an orange cat that we took in as a stray when I was a teenager, and it had a kink in its tail.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was a boy. I don't know. Are you saying that orange cats
are all males?
That's what you said. That's what you're saying.
Give us a call, Hans, and let us know.
Hans. Hans had a doctor's appointment.
Oh, yeah?
Hope he's okay. But
me too.
I didn't even have to text him because he texted me early with what's in
did
his...
Did the doctor say, ask him what was in his CD player?
No, but apparently he didn't want to miss out on, like, having the chance of being canceled, so he texted me early and said, I might be in an appointment later, so here's what's in my CD player. Another left turn for Hans, but I expect nothing less from Hans. He's listening to some John Coltrane today.
Ooh.
An album called A Love Supreme.
Was he related to Roscoe Picotrain?
I believe that was his uncle.
Oh, yeah?
Goo-goo-goo!
Is that where the giggity came from?
Giggity-giggity. Maybe. That's where Flash... Get over here, Flash! My dog with the big ears and stuff. So, yeah, he's listening to some John Coltrane. And I was spinning some wax earlier today, and it's a cool one. It's a double album version of the Spine of God album. And it has... You know that song, Ozium, the last song on Spine of God?
Yeah.
There's a weird it's a weird demo version of that song as a bonus track. And it's pretty cool. You should check it out. It's stripped down, it's a little slower, a little stonier, a little lo-fi.
Is it on YouTube?
Maybe. I don't know.
I might have
the Ozium demo one.
I like Ozium. That's a great song. Yeah. I like getting all baked and going,
So that's a good one. Check it out if you can find that. It was recently re-released, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago on SPV Records, Monster Magnet Spine of God. It's a great one.
It is. It is. Adrian Bacon has some things in his yin-yang.
Well, what's in your junk drawer?
Oh, in my junk drawer, I found two burnt pot seeds, and I crushed them and made a wish.
Did you dump out the ashes for your homies?
I did. I dumped it out for my homies. I crested it on to a saltine cracker and ate it.
That's fucking crazy.
You know, that's the new thing. Instead of putting a burning bag of dog poop on somebody's doorstep, you put a burning bag of seeds.
Dude, right inside their door.
Yeah, and then everybody in the house gets a headache.
That's awesome. Glad you thought of that.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I can't find... Bacon should have told me, like, after we talked.
What, it's not in his yin-yang now?
Well, it is, but we were talking about because he wants to send us some chips, so he was asking what kind we wanted. And
chicken
he
chips.
Asked me sour cream and bacon, and I'm like, I'm not big on sour cream, but I was like, baby back ribs. That'd be even weirder.
Did they have baby back ribs chips? Baby back ribs chips?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
There was a...
What?
Yeah. What? I tried some spicy ketchup ones the other day. Have you tried those?
I was at the counter today at the store, and I said, spicy ketchup chips, really? And the girl said, I like them. They're good. And I was like, I've only tried... Hans loves them. Uh-huh. His favorite. He loves them.
Ketchup chips?
Spicy ketchup.
I can't do them, and I ate a few.
Did you try the spicy ketchup?
Yeah, and
I've only tried regular.
And there was a weird taste, so I couldn't eat very many.
She goes, it just tastes like you're eating French fries with a lot of...
What? And then I realized what it was I tasted.
It was some shit on your finger.
And I looked on the back.
Mustard?
Seed. Mustard seed in there.
That's what brought the spice to the ketchup.
I was like, you motherfuckers, who the goddamn puts mustard in a ketchup chip? It's a goddamn ketchup chip.
I can imagine it in a hot dog chip because you got ketchup and mustard. Yeah. That's weird. So your extreme hatred of mustard, does that flow over to Chinese food kerosene mustard? That stuff?
Yeah, I don't know mustard.
Have you tried that yellow?
No, hot mustard? No. Yeah. I don't like the smell of mustard. It's the main thing.
Yeah, the stuff.
So if I did anything, it'd probably be more the Dijon-y stuff because that doesn't smell as lame as like a yellow mustard.
Yeah. I ate some mustard on a burger today. I grilled up two burgers. Actually, grilled up five to this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I don't usually grill before 5 o'clock. Yeah. But it was like 2 o'clock and I had the barbecue. The nice burger smell was wafting through the neighborhood and I'm sure the neighbor was like...
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, speaking of pigs and bacon and stuff, did you hear about that guy here in Oregon? A farmer. His hogs ate him.
What?
This is in Riverton, Oregon. Here's how the story unfolds. A farmer's hogs ate too much of his body for the forensics expert to determine what caused his death in Coos County.
Sounds like the pig's eating it caused his death.
They think he died before, and then the pig's just like said, well, shit, he's already dead.
Yeah.
We might as well eat him. This is Terry Garner. He was 70 years old, and he went from his house, which is quite a ways from his farm, and he went to go feed his animals. And when he didn't return home, a family member went to look for him and found his dentures near the hog enclosure, and then parts of his body were found in the hog pen. And in different areas of the place, and that's fucking weird. They're thinking he might have had a heart attack, you know, or something.
That's
fell
possible.
Over.
He lived by himself out there with his pigs.
Well, no, his farm was at a different. He had to go from his house to the farm.
Ah,
and then when he didn't return,
people
family members
curious.
Went out there. Yeah, and
eaten his body already. Wow.
Yeah.
It would have had, because it didn't have time to decay then, really.
No, it wasn't very long at all. They're wondering how he got into the position to be eaten by his hogs, but I'm just wondering.
He must have been hungry.
Wondering if he tasted like bacon.
Probably.
he might have tasted like chicken to the pigs.
Yeah. Do you think, remember what you said he was 70? Remember when people used to die of old age?
Yeah.
That would just be a thing, and now that. That was before cancer was real popular, huh?
Yeah, a lot
people
of people
would
don't,
just die of old age.
A lot of people don't make it to old age.
Oh, yeah.
I read another story. I didn't write it down or anything, but a lady just turned 108 in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about that 114-year-old lady. And then there was 102. There's people living to be old age.
And yeah. You know what I call it? They're living after midnight.
That's right.
And if 100 is midnight.
And, you know, if I died of cancer at 108, I wouldn't even care.
Well, you probably would care.
Because well,
I mean,
just think how sick you'd be, because you'd be old and frail.
Yeah.
That'd be a bummer. But that would just suck to have, like, your husband or your dad ate by pigs.
Yeah, it would.
But it's kind of what it is, is it's revenge.
It's
payback. How many years has that fucker been making money from eating pigs?
That bacon shortage. Did you hear about that?
I did, over in UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then maybe we might not have as much bacon. You guys got to stock up.
Yeah, stock up on your bacon up.
Stock up on your Adrian bacon.
Speaking of Adrian bacon, Nick Cage in his yin yang from Face Off.
He's got a cage in his yin yang.
Mm-hmm.
I really kind of liked that movie when it first came out. I probably would still like it. The technology is probably a little bit not possible.
Yeah,
as far as they lasered his face off and put it on, and then they changed the voice.
They're two of the hammiest actors trying to act like each other,
and their voices are so like. Then they change voices in that one too.
Yeah,
they changed faces.
They impersonated each other.
Yeah, and then you can't really. This is Nicolas Cage doing John Travolta.
This is my new thing. I like to imagine. I like to take other people's favorite movies. Today I asked somebody favorite movies, and they, you know, sometimes that puts people on the spot. So I said, just a movie, and he said, James Bond. And I said, all right, now imagine James Bond with the lead as Carrot Top. That's my new game. Your favorite movie?
As James Bond?
Yeah, as the lead. Carrot Top as the lead of your favorite movies.
Would he have the funky eyebrows and the makeup?
Yep.
I don't think that would work.
Why not?
I don't know if people would go to it.
Well, imagine, all right, let's do this.
This summer.
Imagine.
Carrot Top
The movie's already made, but Carrot Top is just the lead in it.
James Bondage.
Imagine.
The movie's already made?
Gone with the Wind with Carrot Top as the lead.
I don't think he could lead anything.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a picture of Carrot Top, right? And I'm going to cut it off right above the hairline.
Just put a carrot on it.
No, and then I'm going to put a Santa hat on it, and it'll look like a cat in a Santa hat.
Carrot tops and Santa hats. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big Carrot Top fan.
Me either, but it's just funny to imagine him as lead. Like, name a movie.
That he could lead in?
No, just name a movie. One of your favorite movies. All right, imagine him as the lead.
What's the lead, though? That movie has so many leads. I was trying to fool you.
I know you were. All right, imagine The Shining. With Carrot Top.
As Jack. That's a ruin it for me. If he played Samuel Jackson, like Jules in Pulp Fiction, that might, because the hair, Jerry Curl, be like a bizarro Pulp Fiction, where all black people played the white people and all the white people played the black people. And the blackest people were always played by gingers. Just for an extreme opposite.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw that you posted this on Facebook yesterday. I didn't know if you saw it, but over there in Tehran, where they posted that onion story. I don't know how many of you listeners heard this, but this is fucking hilarious. They picked up the story, which was from the fake Onion news source that said that 77% of rural Caucasian voters would much rather go to a baseball game or have a beer with Ahmadinejad, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, from Iran or whatever.
Yeah, then to go spend time with Obama.
Yeah, they believe that.
Even though this guy is a man who repeatedly denied the Holocaust and has had numerous political prisoners executed, they would much rather hang out with him than Obama.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the people in Iran, they don't get the, I don't know. Seems like the Onion is pretty well known everywhere, and I don't see how. But they actually printed this story as a real story.
Every once in a while, they get somebody,
and they attribute it to the Gallup poll.
Well, we might have been gotten. We still don't even know from that Klaus Mine.
Ooh, yeah, that could be real.
Klaus Miney.
Money.
Is he related to Eddie Miney?
No, but have you seen that commercial with him in it?
Oh Jesus!
Is he singing bad on purpose? Or?
I don't know. He's either singing bad on purpose or he's given everything he got. And to think that he's given everything he has is really sad.
And the lady's like, actually, we wanted 4 tickets. 2 tickets to paradise.
He was probably trying to give her 8 tickets.
It's like, you want two free tickets to my show at the Linn County Fair?
No.
Pick your bags, leave tonight.
They were hoping they were leaving.
Oh, man.
It was so bad.
And
it had to be bad on purpose, because otherwise, why would they release that?
Yeah, he'd have to listen to it and goes, man, I'm washed up. Or,
yeah.
Good thing I was just kidding around on that commercial.
Yeah. Or, I'm so drunk and wasted that sounds like it's fucked up, and no way they'd let that out there.
She was shaking. I saw that old picture of Eddie Money and the John Larroquette.
You know, yeah.
At first, I thought you posted the picture, but you just commented on it, right?
Yeah. That's a page they always show bands. And I think the first thing I said when they showed that picture was Guns N' Roses.
Yeah,
it was like an old picture of Guns N' Roses.
But it was an old picture of Eddie Money.
Yeah, Eddie Money. He had to clue me in a couple times, and then I finally got it.
Oh, yeah, they were hitting you
But
up.
I knew it was, I wanted to say Traffic at first, too, was my first serious guess, because it kind of looked like a Steve Winwood-like shirt.
Steve Winwood-like.
Yeah, and, oh, man, Eddie Money. Man. He was just here, like, 3 months ago. I guess there's some people that would probably know if his singing is that bad.
Yeah, I think, didn't Westy meet him? Mm-hmm. She said she met him.
Yeah, she said something about smelling alcohol.
Yeah, he's a drunk. He's an idiot.
Yeah, that's fun.
So, yeah, this is just reiterating for myself. Here we are. It's episode 219. We got to remember to submit this to Rock Out Radio, because I got another story from Pennsylvania.
Oh, sweet.
Apparently, Pennsylvania is like any other place. They have their fair share of heroin addicts.
Uh-huh.
And in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, police have... busted a heroin dealer with 140 packets of the substance, and he's got a brand name for his heroin. Have you heard of it?
Hershey's?
LeBron James. That's the name of the heroin.
Oh, so it's like a strain.
Basically, or like, you know, on Breaking Bad, they call it blue whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got a name for your product, you know, so it's a LeBron James.
That's a lot of, you know, I mean, wouldn't you just want to call it Braun or something, because it seems like... crackheads would be pretty.
Yeah, it's like, heroin addicts. They,
would be
too
like
hard
lazy.
To say that.
Yeah.
They'd rather say, just give me some H.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of H you want? LeBron James, or you want some of that Harvey Keitel shit?
You know what I would call it? If I had heroin, I would name it Hula.
Hula?
That'd be the perfect, you know.
That's how a heroin addict says the actual Hula.
Yeah, he'd be like, Hello.
Hey, man, could I get a dime bag of the Hula? Hula. And so the cops there, they're saying that they don't think LeBron James would be too happy with this drug dealer dude using his name on these street bags. Apparently the bags were marked with it.
Really?
LeBron James. $25.
Wow.
So what team does LeBron play for right now? I'm out of
Miami Heat.
Oh, okay. I bet they got a lot of good. Maybe
they just won a championship, I do believe.
They probably got some heroin down there. But Upper Darby,
yeah,
Pennsylvania,
for sure.
And
Miami,
the only thing I know about Upper Darby,
have
Pennsylvania,
you seen Miami Vice.
I did. I saw an episode with Frank Zappa on it not too long ago. It was crazy.
What?
He was an actor. Yeah, he acted on an episode with the two dudes. Like, they threw him off the boat.
Wow. Did he play himself, or?
No, he played like a drug dealer dude.
Huh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. You can check it out on YouTube. Just
thanks.
Check it out. It's Frank Zappa on Miami Vice with Don Johnson and whoever that black dude was.
Tubbs.
Yeah, but what was his real name?
Tubbs.
Tubbs. Crockett and Tubbs.
It was Michael Thomas or something like that, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
that's pretty close. Michael something.
Yeah.
But yeah, Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, the only thing I know about that's where the Relapse Superstore is.
Oh, wow.
For Relapse Records.
Uh-huh.
So maybe you can go buy some LeBron James on the corner and then go down and get all downed out and then go buy a Brutal Truth hoodie.
Well, that's interesting. They did the, I don't have nothing. I was going to do a Relapse joke about you going to the store and then you relapse.
Hey, I didn't even make the connection, and I should have before I even said it.
All right, let's do it now.
And then you just relapse and go to the store. They could sell LeBron James at the relapse store in case you were a recovering heroin addict, and you were like, I'm having a relapse.
And you just went in there and had a relapse with some LeBron.
Like, I don't want heroin. I want some LeBron. Bring on the LeBron!
You could easily get it confused. You could go, real LeBron. I want some real LeBron. LeBron's relapse. Relapse.
I just relapsed on the LeBron.
Give me some LeBron.
So if you're a heroin addict recovering, don't go to Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. It's a bad place.
Do you know any, have you ever known a heroin addict?
Oh, yeah. Remember we talked about the bank robber heroin addict that came to my house.
No, I'm talking about a heroin addict.
Where you keep your heroin in the top of your house?
Yeah.
No, I've never done heroin in an attic. I get high in the attic. You go.
Why is addict with D's, two D's, but attic?
It's two T's.
Two T's.
To differentiate the word. There's already enough words that are the same that make a difference.
That is true. So that is true.
I got an addict in my attic. He won't leave. He's addicted to being in my. So what if you're addicted?
Yeah,
might as well face it. You're addicted to the roof of my house.
Yeah, if you're
ticked,
if you're addict, you'd be like stored in the attic.
They should keep all addicts in attics, or send the rest of them to Attica, which is a prison. Hey, let's hit up some birthdays.
All right,
celebs galore. No friends are born today. If you have a birthday today on October 3rd, please let us know.
I had some friend birthdays yesterday.
Yeah, I had one. We gave him an early shout out on Monday's episode for my friend, Bobby Jordan. But wasn't Mitch's birthday yesterday?
Yeah, it was also
Mitchell Chamberlain. So we're giving you a belated birthday. Yep. We don't usually do that, only for special.
And someone special. I know, Wendy West Arthur.
She posted
Wendy West Arthur.
What'd you post the other day? And she was the first one to respond to it. And then I responded. Oh, it was that picture of that fucking mouse with the.
Oh, yeah.
That was gnarly, dude.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
That was where you could see this, the.
Now, did some
cage?
Human come and hang it by the tail?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought maybe he just got unlucky.
It was caught in a trap. And then it was sat on a, you know, the where you're going to put the forklifts and a pallet.
Right.
And so, yeah, at the time, it was, like, hiding back there.
So bees.
And I looked over my shoulder, and there it was peeking at me. And then my friend Bruce took it by the tail and then hung it up in between two pallets, kind of, like, pinched it.
Yeah. And then
in a stack of pallets, and then went ahead and smoked his weed without washing his hands. And then, yeah, he hung it there, and then over the weekend, well, bees were just eating on its flesh, and within the one day in the morning when we first hung it up, or he first hung it up, it just barely had, like, a small little sore on the side of its head. And by lunchtime, 2 hours later, they had almost eaten all the flesh off the front of his face.
Do you think they used part of the fur for their nest?
I don't know. No, they were digging into it.
Was
they
it
weren't,
wasps?
Like... No, just bumblebees.
What, are they going to make honey with that or what?
I don't know.
I didn't think the bees were nasty.
They were like trying to hollow it out, and they did a pretty good job.
Maybe they were
like, see its rib cage, and it's like weird little things.
You could see light through it. I could see right through it.
Yeah.
I sounded Japanese. You could see light through it.
Today it fell down, though. I don't know if somebody unpinched it, like lifted up the pallets because they thought it was gross, or I thought it was a great, like, picture of what nature can do. I had no idea that bees did that.
I did not either.
Yeah,
that's why I asked if it was birds that got it.
Yeah,
I said,
maybe, but it looked pretty cleanly. Like you would think, like part of the bones would be picked apart or like messed with, if that was the case, right?
Yeah, seems
like
to me.
Their ears would be pulled off or something. But maybe they were. Maybe they were pecking at it too, as well. You know.
Yeah. After you said that, I got looking at it. I was like, yeah, it probably was bees because if a bird did it, there'd be bigger chunks out
bees
of it.
Bees and flies, I imagine they're both working it.
Yum. So anyway, we got a bunch of celebrity birthdays today. I think this guy's dead probably, but he taught everybody how to do the twist. Chubby Checker, born in 1941 today. He might still be alive. I don't know if he died or not.
Come on, everybody. Is he the one that started rock and roll?
Come on, baby.
Did he start rock and roll?
He started the clenched throat vocals.
Really?
Let's do the twist. Yeah, you gotta, if you want to sound like Chubby Checker, you gotta clench your.
You gotta do.
No, not like that. More like. You gotta kind of close your throat together.
I like this.
Come on, baby. And I think the funny thing is his second hit was Let's Twist Again like we did last summer. What the fuck? You can't come up with another. I know record labels tell you, come on, we need something that's just like that other song but different, but really the same.
I like the one the next year, Let's Twist Again like we did the last 2 years.
Yeah. So he would be 69. No, he'd be 72. He's probably still alive. I don't know. And then someone who we were going to have on the show three or four times, but we always ran out of time. Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh,
no,
man.
That's from What's Up With That. Lindsey.
What's up with that?
Sorry, Lindsey. We'll catch you next time. His birthday was 1949. His birth year, I should say. Fleetwood Mac guitarist. You can check out those guys. They suck. I used to like them, but Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's dead, but he was born on this day in 1954. So he would have been like. Almost 60. He would have been 58. That's crazy.
Wow.
Al Sharpton born the same day as Stevie Ray Vaughan.
They followed very similar paths.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Blues men, both of them. And Greg Proops.
Eric Clapton should have gave his seat to...
Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he was at that show. Greg Proops born today, 1959. He was recently in Oregon doing a show.
Thanks, Greg.
Proops to you, buddy. And Motley Crue skin beater Tommy Lee... Today, guess how old?
8 inches.
No, how old?
Oh.
Guess how old his penis is.
I'm going to go, okay, well, let me get my brain going again here. Tommy Lee, age. You got to figure.
I'm giving you a hint right here.
On. What is that?
That's a hint.
Seven? He's seven? No, he scored a touchdown?
50.
Oh, he's 50? Wow, really?
Yeah.
Let me see what I would have guessed, because I would have went 81. He would have been 19 is what I would have guessed.
That'd be 50.
So that'd be 63. That'd be 49.
50. You're damn close, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, so Tommy Lee's 50. And let's see. Mm-hmm. You know who Frank Hannon is? Probably not. He's a guitarist.
Frank Hannon.
Frank.
Oh, from Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
No, that's close.
Oh, from...
side project of that band, Tesla.
Really? Wow.
You didn't know that you didn't know Frankie Goes to Hollywood was a side project of Tesla?
That's what it is. Well, I've heard crazier things.
Yeah. So my buddy Bo, who used to sub for me at karaoke, or should I say teriyaki, he has actually met Frank Hannon and his
former... Bo-yoki?
Yeah. Frank Hannon, born in 1966. Gwen Stefani... Born in 69, that means she's 43 today, and they got a new album coming out, no doubt. It sucks, I'm sure. Okay, now this next dude is not a sports person, but his first name sounds like it. And tell me if you can tell me who this singer is. LaJon Witherspoon.
Oh, that's from Spoon.
From Seven Dust.
Oh.
You know that band?
No, not really.
But you've heard the name, right?
Are they in there with Avenged Sevenfold?
No, they're one of the seven bands. One of the seven not very good bands.
Yeah.
The Sevenfold.
Do they play seven string?
Probably. Nev Campbell, born this day.
Wow.
Scream fame. And, dude, where's my car? Sean William Scott. 1976.
Yeah, I like that guy.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And he's played some kind of straight roles, too, that are actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you always get that goofiness of Stifler thing from him or whatever, but he always seems kind of like the goof off or someone. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple movies that he's in that are kind of straight up. But, yeah, a lot of birthdays. More? All you guys are fags.
I have some deaths.
None of you people know us, and you're not listening to the show, so I don't even know why I wasted my time. You can all fuck off. No, it's for the listeners. They'd like to know if their favorite... comedian or rock star might have a birthday today.
You know, Andy Williams died.
I heard that on another podcast, and they were paying tribute to him. He was like 91 or something, wasn't he?
River.
Did he die of old age?
Like that. He died of old age. He was born as Howard Andrew Williams.
So the Howie was not really cool.
Yep.
What are some of the songs that Andy Williams gave us?
Moon River.
And?
Moon River.
He had one song?
No, he had tons. He wrote with Henry Mancini a lot.
Well.
He hosted some talk shows. He had a talk show, I think, was his main theme to fame. He had a long battle with bladder cancer.
Well, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, he had a talk show and he would frequently host the Grammy Awards.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, also dead, Herbert Lom.
Who's that?
His actual name is Count Herbert Karel Angelo Kukashevich Zay Schluderpacheru.
Whoever named him was a dick.
He was well known for his role as Charles Dreyfus in the Pink Panther movies. He was also in Spartacus.
How many Spartacus movies was he in?
just the one.
Several Spartacuses.
And,
Spartakai! That's what I was trying
Count
to get.
Count Dracula.
This is the game where I try to get you to say a word.
And then Arthur Schutzberger. He was a publisher. Newspaper publisher. He published the Pentagon Papers, because you were on a Pulitzer Prize. Michael O'Hare. You know that guy?
It sounds familiar.
He was...
All these people are dead.
He played in the Babylon 5 series.
No wonder I don't know.
He did some other stuff. Sci-fi. His name was Michael O'Hare.
What did he die of?
He suffered a heart attack at 60. He was in a coma for 5 days.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, he was in the Babylon 5. He was in Tales from the Dark Side, The Cosby Mysteries, Kate and Allie.
Wait, back
Law
up.
And Order.
Back it up. Back it up, Indian friend.
Yeah.
The Cosby Mysteries?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Is that pre-Cosby show?
I don't even know if it's...
Were they looking for the Jell-O thieves?
Also dead, Sahara Davenport.
Ah, Sahara.
Yes.
Who's
she? Was known for being part of the season 2 cast of the reality show RuPaul's Drag Race.
I thought that was when you had too many cats.
Yeah, she also released a single Pump With Me.
Because I noticed in my house I have a Harry Davenport as well.
She was 27 and the death is unknown.
Officials were unsure whether she was on drugs or not.
Yeah. You never heard of the Cosby Mysteries, huh?
No.
It is American television mystery series that starred Bill Cosby.
Well, I figured that, but I wondered if they talked about Jell-O pudding. And if his wife, Camille, was on the show.
It actually...
I'm not too sure.
Ended. It lasted one season, 94 to 95. Most Deaf appeared in several episodes.
Wow.
Yeah. The premise of the show was Cosby. He played Guy Hanks, Tom's brother.
Fucking
an old
weird.
Criminalist.
Now, when are we talking?
Who won the lottery, and then he would be consulted on the cases. Yeah, we're talking 94, 95.
What?
Yeah.
So he's trying to be like fucking Matlock or some
shit?
Well,
it was by the same guy who created Columbo and Murder, She Wrote. And Cosby wanted to do in an intelligent, character-driven mystery series that didn't rely on graphic violence.
Well, I kind
of remember this now.
I don't. I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah, it has been reran in the UK mostly. In pop culture, though... it's been in the Simpsons.
Well, that's crazy. You learn
stuff.
Some people learn stuff new every day.
Informative.
Yes, informative and
so
evil.
So that's all the deaths I have for this week.
Hey, I heard you had thought up a new segment for
no,
us.
No, I haven't.
You didn't?
No, it didn't really
sure?
work out.
Oh, man. I'm glad you told me that before I got the new segment music ready for it.
Oh, you got a new segment music? Well,
we'll skip it until we get it down.
I can do it.
No, not on the spot. I don't want to ruin it. Let's save it for Carl. We'll save it for Friday's episode.
All right. Because I do have some. I don't.
Do you like Chinese food? Do you go to Chinese food often? We spoke earlier of the Chinese mustard.
I never ate Chinese. I was a real picky eater until I was about 17.
Yeah, my parents used to take me as a teenager to Chinese restaurants, and I'd have a burger.
Yeah, I wouldn't even eat burgers until I was 17. I would eat. I'd get the mashed potatoes and open-faced turkey sandwich.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and then you got all these people that have these jokes, or maybe they're based on some kind of truth about a. Chinese restaurants using like cats or from the neighborhood. You've heard that, haven't you?
Yeah, and I've probably eaten it.
Well,
I did. Yeah, I did start eating it.
Check this out.
I
this is a little bit of a nutty story, but I believe it to be true. in Williamsburg, Kentucky, a health inspector said a Chinese food restaurant was ordered to shut down after they discovered a roadkill deer in the eatery's kitchen. Now, venison's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would rather eat venison than cat, but here's the deal.
Or even more than chicken, probably.
Well,
if it wasn't roadkilled.
Yeah, I don't know if that's, you know, they'd probably cut the bad part off or something, but
yeah.
Here's the weird thing. Witness Katie Hopkins said a tail and a leg could be sticking out of a garbage can as workers wheeled it through the eating area of the restaurant while there were people in there, and they were trying to be real quick with it so nobody could see as they took it straight back to
you
the kitchen.
You think they'd even chance that, though?
Why wouldn't they take it in the back door?
Yeah. It's possible that they just needed an area to skin cut it up, possibly.
The owner did claim that he was going to use the deer for his family at home and not serve it.
Yeah.
But what else is he going to say?
You need a big area to chop up a deer, you know, and cut it all up. And if you got a kitchen, why not do it there?
Ew.
But I don't know if I'd do it during store hours or whatever.
Or haul the dead carcass through while patrons
are
eating.
Yeah, for sure. And I also wouldn't. I just wouldn't do it while I'm cooking food for customers.
So he admitted to picking up the deer from the side of the road, and they pleaded.
That in alone, at least in Oregon, is illegal.
Yeah, well, this is what he pleaded ignorance. They said that they did not know that they weren't allowed to do that. So it makes the officials concerned. Maybe they've been doing it for a long time, but just didn't know, in air quotes, that it was allowed or not allowed. But he said he was going to serve the deer to his own family and not the patrons of his restaurant, and he's hoping to reopen the restaurant if they pass a secondary inspection and prove that, you know.
Yeah, it'd be hard to prove, though.
Everything's washed and sanitized.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you could prove that.
They didn't face any fines, you know, but it's just a big thing in the local.
Well, they could have tested any meat that was on hand to see, you know.
Well, it hadn't even been butchered yet.
Oh.
It was just a dead deer hanging, you know. Yeah. I think someone tipped him off because one of the patrons, where they wheeled it past him as you're eating your sweet and sour chicken. Here comes Bambi with a fucking hoof and an ear sticking out of the garbage bag. That's just weird to me.
Dude, I have a question for you.
What's up?
This is trivia time.
I like trivia.
All right.
I'm a trivial kind of guy, though.
What the fuck is the big deal with pink Cadillacs? Why is that such a big thing?
I saw one the other day.
I know. Why pink? Why pink? I got a question for you. If you had a pink Cadillac given to you for free right now, would you drive it?
Well, of course I would. If it was given to me for free, I would drive it. I would take the chance of getting ridiculed, because you're probably going to catch a little ridicule.
All right. Let's say it's not in that good a shape, but it's a pink Cadillac. Would you drive it?
I would probably try to sell it to someone who liked pink Cadillac.
All right, so if you had a black Cadillac in the same condition, would you drive it?
If it was beat up, you mean?
Yeah.
I guess. My mom had kind of
Well, I'm trying to get...
Do you
want to
give me a Cadillac?
I'm trying to feel out whether or not you would show preference to the black Cadillac over the pink Cadillac.
I like black better than pink, so yes, I would. But
then why does everybody sing about pink Cadillacs? Goddamn Bruce Springsteen.
I think there's only two songs.
Yeah, but there's that Clint Eastwood movie.
Is that called Pink Cadillac?
And Elvis had one.
I think that's molded after the song.
And then there's fucking... Well, of course, there's Slick Black Cadillac by Quiet Riot.
Oh, man, that song's way better than Bruce Springsteen. Let's hear it for Quiet Riot.
And then what was that other... whenever I hear that Bruce Springsteen song, I'm on fire.
Yeah. Come on now. I know.
I secretly imagine Bruce Springsteen actually on fire.
Like Nikki Sixx in concert.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool if Bruce Springsteen set himself on fire as a stage trick, like during that song?
Yeah, and he just stood there the whole time, not moving or flinching at all.
See, and I don't know if you're just, if you're exposed to more Bruce Springsteen than I am, but you seem to bring up Bruce Springsteen a lot more than
I get the classic
the normal
rock
person.
On the radio. I heard those two songs today, and it was Two for Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I had to hear two Bob Seger songs back to back.
Was it turn the page and against the wind?
No, it wasn't, thankfully. It was some that you don't hear very often, thankfully.
Thankfully. What do you guys...
I played AC/DC that was Hard as a Rock.
That's a song?
Mm-hmm.
Like a rock. Did they play that right after Bob Seger?
No, yeah, well, it's around the same time, actually.
That's kind of fucked.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You just hear the music while it's on, you know, it's... Yeah. But, yeah, and, you know, Westy's on there.
Oh, is that what you guys, you rock 106.3?
Yeah.
Clue FM.
And she comes on, and I don't get to hear very often because our radios are shit at work, and all I hear is routers from the saw shop.
Right.
And so, and then the other day I'm actually working in the saw shop right by the routers, but luckily the biggest speaker in the shop's right there in front.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard her say, coming up at 420, and I was like, what?
That's all you can hear?
And I even sent her a text, but then Jerry told me today that she plays a 420 Pink Floyd song every day.
I didn't know what song it was, but I knew that they had a 420 thing that was like...
That's cool.
Yeah. I wonder, it always Pink Floyd then?
I do believe that's what my friend told me. I mean, I'd only heard of the ones. I just heard the 420. So I knew it was a song segment kind of 420, which I was like, that's...
I'm kind of surprised the K-Fly doesn't have a 420 thing. KZL 96.1, mm-hmm. they have the 420 funny, where they play a little comedy bit.
Uh-huh.
And that's usually pretty funny. We're gonna wrap things up. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening on Hump Day. Hope you guys get out there and do some humping. It's pertinent that every Wednesday you do some humping. What was that I heard? Were you clicking? Hey, that kind of sounds like the instrument I played on one of those songs.
Mine's too dully resonated.
Dully resonated?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of like filling up your Dr. Pepper thing too full. But I forgot to mention to the people that I actually got to rock out on the washboard this weekend, last weekend, for the Spartakai.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Spartakai project. So, good. Including people like the author. Author of this song, the producer and the performer. Floyd was on there playing some drums. Zach and Jason and Keith and Toby and me and Dustin. Yeah. It was a good time. So
it was fun. I'm looking forward to it's only just begun.
Excellent.
And so I'm looking forward to the planned 4 releases that will be coming.
Spartacus! Yeah! Hey, you guys, check us out on Friday. Listen to us. We'll be back with another episode.
We will.
Special guest. It'll be a standard-ass podcast.
It will be.
Carl will be here, so tune back in Friday.
Rock on.
And metal.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com. Tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, all you taggers looking for something to do. I'm sure you are. Don't just stay home and be a stick in the mud. We got some stuff coming up for you to do. Friday, October 5th, we got a comedy show at Into Pizza in Independence, which is a little bit west of Salem, with Rico Starr, Andrew Dulst, John Green, myself, Will Woodruff, and your host, Jesse Priest. That's $5 in advance, $7 at the door. It starts at 9 p.m., and it's all ages, but a mature audience is recommended. If you know what I mean. We got Fall Into Darkness on Saturday, October 6th. It's only day 2 of a 3-day festival, but this is the only one that I'm impressed with. So go check out St. Vitus with Weed Eater, Sour Vein, and Ephemeris. Can't pronounce that correctly. $12 in advance, $17 at the door. That's at Bronx in Portland, 8 p.m., 21 and over. You want to win some tickets to see Patton Oswalt? Of course you do. Think you're funny? Of course you do. Go down to Duffy's Hangar. That's at 2275 McGilchrist in Salem. That's Sunday, October 7th. They're having a monthly local stand-up comedy competition. This month's prize is 2 tickets to see Patton Oswalt at the historic Elsinore Theater. It starts at 7 p.m. Get there a little before that to sign up. 21 and over, and it's by audience reaction. So bring your friends, and you might win a pair of tickets to see Patton. Level Up Arcade is hosting another comedy show on Monday, October 8th. It's called The Kill Screen Comedy by Seth Milstein. This time, David Huntsberger will be there and Andy Mann from Portland. Seth will be doing a set as well, and your host will be Joshua Finch. It's $5 at the door, 9 p.m. showtime, 21 and over. Our good friend Crosby Ringer will be playing at the Red Room in Portland on October 9th. It's a Tuesday, but get out there anyway. His band Ion Storm is playing with Toxic Zombie and a couple others. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's 21 and over, also $5. We Have Guns is playing with Head PE down in Grants Pass. So go check that out if you're down there. That's at the Rogue Theater, Wednesday, October 10th. I don't have information. Just hit up the guys from We Have Guns, either Carl or Issa or Toby. They've all got tickets for you. Also, Head PE in Portland with our other friends, 30 Pound Test at the Bossa Nova Ballroom. They've also got tickets for that. Hit up Jason and Zach. They're $14 in advance, $17 at the door. But you can save some cash by hitting up the Rowe Brothers or Blake or Lyndon. So go see Head PE and a couple of our local bands opening for them on their tour. It's going to be pretty cool. Next Friday, October 12th, at the Wow Hall, we got Maiden Northwest. It's an Iron Maiden tribute band. Sick Man will be opening for them. That's at the Wow Hall. Did I already say that? Sick Man is an Alice in Chains tribute band, and myself will be opening the show with an acoustic tribute to hard rock and metal. Tickets are $7 in advance, $10 at the door. Starts at 8 p.m. All ages. Bring the kids. Saturday, October 13th, at Dixie Creek Saloon, Dave Wilson and the Willamette Valley local music scene is bringing Catechist, American Roulette, and Bury the Goat to the Dixie Creek Saloon. It's 9 p.m. showtime, 21 and over. It's a free show. Go check that out. The next night, Sunday, October 14th, I'll be performing a comedy show at the Ash Street Saloon in Portland. It's down and dirty, so don't bring the kids. We'll be having Matt Steiner, Grace Sadie, Carson Creasy, Stephanie Pirtle, Sean Connery, not the Sean Connery, but Sean C. Connery, and Jesse Priest, and your headliner, Anthony Lopez. It's $5. At the door, 9 p.m., 21 and over. Check out this metal show, Wednesday, October 24th. It's Nether Regions with Black Tusk, Lord Dying, and Towers at Plan B. That's up in Portland at 1305 Southeast 8th Street. It's $8, 9 o'clock, 21 and over. Friday, October 26th at the Blacklight Lounge, we got Crimson Guardian with Brutos and A Killing Dove. 9 p.m., only $4. That's the cheapest show yet. $4, 21 and over. The Blacklight Lounge is in Salem on 610 Marion Street. Here's a cool show at the Wandering Goat, October 27th. A solo performance by Mike Scheit from Yob. And he will have Phil Merwin from Dirt Clawed Fight opening the show, an acoustic night at the Goat. I believe that's $5 at the door, 9 p.m. Sunday, November 11th, we have Napalm Death coming to the Hawthorne Theater. Just check out Napalm Death online, and you can find out all the information for that. And don't forget about the season finale taping of the Tagcast podcast and comedy showcase number 4 at the Dixie Creek Saloon. That's Saturday, November 17th, with Andy Andrist, Jesse Priest, myself, and our host, Dustin Gatchel. That's a free show, 9:30 p.m., 21 and over. And that's too much for you guys to even handle. So check back next week for more stuff to do. In the meantime, listen to the Tagcast podcast. See you guys later.